that mighty cloud of glory. Angels will be singing. Coming to take us home. No more pain or sorrow. You'll suffer or be alone. Yes, His love's much richer than silver. So give Him your heart, your very soul. Trust in Him forever. Hold on to His plan. Yes, Jesus is coming. Wings of a dove. Alleluia. Alleluia. For His precious blood has washed away our sins.
Sunday, October 3rd, 2021, Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. That was a fairly recent track off an LP called Sing to the King by Jimmy Stallings, a.k.a. J.J. Light. We just heard Jesus is Coming Soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to the show. I wanted to mention... We'll be playing a couple more tracks from that record. I've played it before. Really love it and hope eventually to help get it to a wider audience. Right now we're doing that. But Jimmy Stallings has suffered some pretty bad health stuff recently after undergoing a triple bypass surgery. He had a stroke, is my understanding. And anyway, there's a GoFundMe that should be easy to find and get some money to. Or at the very least, he has a Bandcamp with a bunch of great music on it. It's Jimmy Stallings Medical Fund is the simple name of the GoFundMe. And it needs some help. It needs people to contribute and share. There's a pretty modest goal, and it's only just over a third of it. Stallings was a member of the Sir Douglas Quintet, and then recorded under the name J.J. Light. He had that hit single, Hey Ya. It's a breakout hit in Germany. So he's been able to get by and have a decent career that, you know, we're all familiar with, sort of just getting by kind of artist career. But of course, healthcare being what it is in this country, let's just pitch in. He's a great artist and needs our help. So hopefully you can contribute one way or another. Jimmy Stallings, aka JJ Light. Right now, let's hear the Consolers, and then I think we're gonna hear something from Peace Be Still, James Cleveland, in honor of Bob Maravich's book and 4-CD collection that just came out. Bob Maravich, of course, being the great Chicago-based historian of gospel. And then we'll go back to some more Jimmy Stallings, and I don't know. But anyway, this was a 45 on Nashboro by the great Consolers out of Miami, Florida. This is Keep On Marching. Thanks a lot for tuning in.
Standing by the sea, it seemed like all hope were lost.
Oh, yeah.
But Moses kept on the rock, the water separated, the children went marching across. The burden may get heavy, but keep on.
Your burden may get heavy sometimes,
children, but keep on marching.
Your burden may get heavy,
but keep on marching.
And one of these days you shall be free.
The Hebrew boys was thrown in the furnace, cause they weren't denied their God.
Oh, yeah.
But God may say, met them in the furnace, and the fire couldn't do them no harm. That's why I said, children of God, keep on watching, children of God. I want you to keep on marching, children of God, keep on marching,
and one of these days you shall be free. And you know, I don't know any other name tonight under the heavens whereby men can be saved other than the name of Jesus. He can save you tonight until your hands look new. Glory to God. He can save you until your feet look new. He can change your whole thinking if you let him come in. I know tonight for myself that Jesus saves. Yes, he does. I've heard about it for a long time. But one Tuesday evening 14 years ago, I met him for myself. And I can tell you tonight, he'll be to you just what you let him be. If you let him, he'll fill every space in your life.
Thank you. Why don't you let him? Why don't you let God pick you up? Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the midnight hour, when you're walking on the highway, all along the byway, when you don't want to disturb nobody, Jesus. You see, hallelujah means it is so. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. I believe we can say it a little louder. A little bit louder.
We used to sing it another way.
Part of the song that says he can pick you up, and after he gets through picking you up, he can turn you around. I'm not talking about what nobody told me. One day I was so filthy and unclean that I was in the gutter of life. But somebody say, what did he do for you, Brother Cleveland? He picked me up. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And after that, he turned me around. And if they let me in the White House tonight, and they wanted somebody to be a witness for, I could lift my hands and say,
thank you.
get a little lonely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The truth, the real truth, the real truth of Jesus. In the building tonight, know anything about the Sanctified Church? Let me hear you say yeah. Yeah. Say it again. Yeah. You know, when they get the feeling like this in the sanctified church, somebody jump up and say, yeah.
Yes, say, I do.
Yeah. How many of you love the Lord? Let me see your hand. Why don't you shake hands with somebody next to you and say, I love the Lord.
People, to me, that ever meet with the rest of the Lord. There used to be a day, Brother Parker, that my daddy would work. Mama, in the summertime, we'd know he left before daylight, around about 4 or 5 in the morning. And wouldn't get back home, Sister Collins, till around about 8 at night. As before, they had cars for transportation, and Daddy walked, go to the mines, walk under the mountain, load coal, and come back home. Mama would all, she'd pray. Mama'd get over to the milk gap. They've been many a time. I'd pull one of them old hickory bottom chairs. Hear Mommy make a racket. And I'd pull one of them old hickory bottom chairs up to the window. And just a little boy. And I'd peep up and look out. See what Mama's doing. And over at the milk gap where old Jerry's was. Mama's hands would be over her head. A bucket in one hand. Her other hand raised. And she'd be speaking in other tongues and shouting. And praising God. Oh, Daddy'd come in at the night. And we'd sit out on the porch. And many a night, good brother, when the moon would be shining bright. And we'd watch to see Dad's old car by light, Brother Hughes, come around the curve. And Mama'd be a sitting there. Our first 4 children was boys. And we'd sit right close to her. And Mama'd begin to sing that old song. I give you to God in your cradle, my boy, and I taught you the best that I knew, and as long as God's mercy permits me to live, I shall never cease praying for you. Now you help me if you want to. Oh, path to the right. Oh, path. And I feel Mama's hands begin to tremble. I feel her body begin to shake. And I've hovered up right close to her. I hear Mama's tongue begin to talking that I didn't know what it was. And it make like cold chills running down my back. I wanted to hide my face in Mama's dress tail and cry out, God, just a little old boy. Oh, Mama and Daddy had some. He'd come on. After a while, we'd hear somebody whistling. We'd hear somebody singing. Coming up that little old trail. That wasn't big enough for a wagon. On the way, we got our food and coal. Which was a mule and a sled. Pulling it up that holler. But we'd see his daddy. Maybe he was coming around the curve. And he was just singing that old song. Bright morning stars arising. Old timer. Bright morning stars arising. Bright morning stars arising. Day is a breaking in my soul. I wonder where's my mother. And he'd go on singing, I wonder where my father. And I wonder where sister is. And I wonder where brother. And I'd just like Mommy jump up and run and
house, and she'd get out those cushionettes she had made. She'd tell us children to run out to the spring box and bring the milk and the butter. We didn't have a whole lot, Brother Boone, but had a whole lot of God. Mama, Daddy, if they'd let that linger in the rooms, probably my sisters would never roamed. Probably my brothers would have been preachers instead of one of them being stealing chin. But as they grow older, Daddy'd come in when he'd get in, Mama done have the food on the table, and he'd wash his hands a little and sit down in his black clothes, and we'd eat. Maybe sometimes it'd just be fried potatoes and a little fat back without any freak in it, and some cornbread, milk and butter, but we was happy. And after we'd eat, Daddy'd get his washing pool. His wash tub was a number 2 sink. And he'd take that old black kettle and pour the water in it. And Mama'd help him fix his water. And he'd get off in the room there. You could hear him. He'd be a-singing another old song. And Bath and Mama'd be washing the dishes. Us little fellas playing around. And after they got through, about the time he'd get through bathing, Mama'd be through washing dishes. I had a tin cup for my milk cup, where they took corn out of it and took and beat the edge down around it. And that's what I eat my milk and bread out of. I went to school with the 4-pound lard bucket with the spoon stuck down in it and cornbread crumbled up and milk poured over it. That was my food. But the thing about it, when they'd get through, Daddy, he'd sit down. Come on, Daisy. I've got to get to bed. I'm tired. Daisy, my mama. And she'd come and stand maybe with her hand up on his shoulder behind that old hickory bottom chair. And we would get right around close to Dad's knees, because then they didn't have no funny papers in the home, and didn't have no funny books, and didn't have no love stories, and didn't have no detective books, but just had the Bible. And to get to hear Daddy read about Jesus, how he loved his disciples, we humped right up close to him. And we didn't get to read how Jesus died. Everyone, careful Mama, the tears would run down her cheeks, and we looked at her, and what was our mama would touch us. I want to tell you, I wanted the baptism of the Holy Ghost, good brother. And the Lord had saved me good, and I know that I was saved. But every time I'd go to the altar, now I'm talking about me. Every time I'd go to the altar, the Spirit of God would come upon me. And it would speak to me and say, will you give up the cigarettes? I'll give you the baptism if you'll give up your cigarettes. And I just, as soon as the Spirit speak to me that way, Brother Ryle Parker, I'd get up and go and sit down. I went about 9 months of letting that thing linger in me. And I want to tell you, they was 2 sisters. The reason I said a while ago, the devil can take one of God's good people, and if they don't use wisdom, can hurt somebody. And these were 2 good sisters. And bless their hearts, every time they'd see me, one would get on one side and one on the other, and they'd start. Brother Todd, are you still smoking that old devil's weed? You ought to get rid of it. You ain't no good Christian doing that. And they just, man, punched me and got, they got me to, the devil got me through them just to gab me. Every time they'd see me in church, they'd gab me. When I got on the outside, they'd gab me. If I met them in town, they'd gab me. And after a while, I got the place till I would have loved to got on a hill and had me a pile of rocks. I'd burnt them 2 women up. in their heads and be a young man, you know, because this thing had lingered too long. And it was taking the wrong effects on me. It was doing the wrong thing to me. And it just lingered and lingered till I'd burn them up, I'd throw them away, I'd give them away the cartons and tell Sister, this will last them. And as soon as I'd get out that holler and get down where I could see somebody, and I'd smell one of them things, I'd say, Jim, give me that dust, brother. Look, give me a drop of that. I can't stand it. I didn't try to stand it. But one night I went to church. Now, don't frown on me. I'll see you if you do. One night I went to church and they called me to sing Brother Hughes' special. And I got up and sung, I'm working on the building, working on the building. I'm working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. And I got down and you know, Sister Collins, well, if I was a cigarette smoker, I tell you what I'd do. Well, I'd quit puffing them nasty things, start working on the building too. I'm working on the building. I'm working. You know, I married a little missionary Baptist girl. And we got out of church that night after I sung. And that song, you know, it's got if I was a liar and if I was a hypocrite and if I was a backer chewer and a snuff dipper. Lord, have mercy. If you lived the way that song, you sang that song, you'd be sanctified and holy all over. I got outside and I reached down in my pocket and I pulled out my luckiest and got my lighter and I lit me up one. That little woman is soon going to be the mother of my first baby. Looked up to me and said, Claude, just why don't you practice what you preach? Lord, I never had my baptism yet instead of preaching. And I tried my best to play dumb. I said, honey, what do you mean? I already knowed it struck me just as quick as she said it. But I tried to play. She said, you go in there and you sing to them people, if you've done so and so, what you do, and you come out here and do different. I always thought she just had a shy way of calling me a liar. But I walked on up the road just a little piece, and the Spirit of God spoke to me next. After she said that to me, I walked to her and I said, now, Lord, you know I've tried to quit these. And I burn them up and I give them away and throw them away. And I just can't quit. I didn't know nothing much about fasting, but the Spirit of God, I said, spoke to me next. And he said to me, said, if you will fast from this time till 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, said, I'll take it away from you. All I know that fasting was is doing out of food and not drinking nothing. So I jumped right on it. I put my lucky on my finger and flipped it up the road. When I got up, put my 9 1/2 on it and give it a rubbing and walked on up the road. Got to almost to the house and I said, now, honey, when you get home, I said, I ain't going to eat none. I always snacked when I got home, you know. And I said, don't fix me no breakfast in the morning. And I said, I don't want nothing to eat before 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Oh, that thing had lingered and lingered and lingered. It had pulled me down. It had beat me out of a blessing. It caused me to not have the victory. It caused me to be troubled. It took money out of my pocket. It made me sick. It made me feel bad. Oh, but when 6 o'clock comes, I prayed, I went up to my altar and I prayed, and I'd come to the house just before 6, and Sister Edie looked like she had just fixing enough potatoes for her. Yeah. It just looked like she was putting on enough bread just for her, but she's cooking like she always did. I passed the water bucket. We had water buckets back there in the hills, you know, in the spring. And I went for the water bucket, and I wanted to go over and get hit by the bale and just turn it up on its side. Out of it till I was full. And I said, honey, you better pray for me. I can't stand it. But I got out of that house and went back to my altar, and I prayed. And I come to the house. It was about 5 minutes to 6 o'clock. And I come in, and that food was smelling the best. Oh, you talk about an aroma. You talk about that house smelled up. I thought, Lord, I can eat every bite. She's God. And I passed that water, but I could drink all this water. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. I can't stand it. And I was walking through the house, and the Spirit of the Lord said, you haven't read my word today. And I got my Bible run into the bathroom, and I got down. And to this day, I don't know the chapter or the verses, but it took my mind off of the smell of the food. It took the thirst out of me for water. It took the hunger for food out of me. And it was around about 10 minutes after 6 before I got up from there. And do you know what? That thing that was killing me. That thing is keeping me from getting the Holy Ghost. That thing that was keeping the power of God out of me, it was whooped now. Praise God, I could walk and tell people that the power of God had set me free. Tonight, you may have to fight some battles. You may have some hardens to whoop, but you get God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost following you and walking with you, and you obey it. You can whoop the devil. You can overcome every temptation. You can make it. You can make it. I said, you can overcome. Praise God. Because God has no respect of person. What he's done freely, he'll do for you. I'm preaching tonight. It could be your day. I just brought in old English testimony. Because it beat me so long. It whooped me so long. It had power over me so long. Just a little old thing about 2.5 inches long had control over me and power over me till I couldn't do nothing with it. Oh, and I'm selling my soul out and selling the blessing of God out. Around about 3 weeks later in Rose Hill, Virginia, they called on me to sing one night. And I got up with the old guitar around my neck. And I began to sing, I'll be no stranger there. I'll be no stranger there. When all the saints come from the grave, I'll be no stranger there. And something hit me on top of the head. And I run to the back of the house. Wheeled around and run me back. I got on the stage. Somewhere or another hit me again. Down I went. Somebody took that from around my neck. It hit me again. And I sprawled in that old wood dusty floor. And I cried and I prayed. Until when I come to myself and got up, Prince of Ely was in the floor. Oh yeah, my shirt was dirty, but there's a little starch out of me. Yes, sir. A little bigotry feeling out of me. Yes, a little pride was gone. But when I come to myself, there's a preacher to my head. I'm saying, Brother Claude, you've been trying to get hit. It's got you now. Let it have its way. I realize I was speaking in other tongues, and the Spirit gave us strength. Praise the Lord. It's been good ever since, and I love it better ever after.
If sinners could see their lost condition and realize what I now do, what an awful day they'll meet at the judgment, and an awful hell
they're leading to. Oh, hide me, oh, my Savior, hide me deeper under your precious blood. Have it thy way.
Hey there, boys and girls, all around the world, wake up from your dreams and sing to the King. Give him thanks and
all sing to the King. Alleluia.
rebuked and scorned the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and the hour is almost up. We just heard the second of three Jimmy Stallings, a.k.a. J.J. Light tracks that we're hearing during the hour. Because the artist is in need of help, and there is a J.J.'s Stallings Health Fund up now on GoFundMe. We just heard the title track to his record, Sing to the King. We'll hear one final song from it as our last song that we're going to hear. Before that, we heard a fiery sermon by the legendary brother Claude Eli, which is listed as Lingering Could Be Your Doom. We heard the last two-thirds of it. There's a reason that I very rarely do play white gospel sermons. They just have a different vibe, and I'll leave it at that. But I really enjoyed it musically, and I hope you did too. And just as a interesting document, and he's such a great artist. That was originally released on the CD and book. The CD that accompanied the book that Dust to Digital released a decade or so ago, called Ain't No Grave, The Life and Legacy of Brother Claude Eli. Before that, we heard Precious Memories, performed by Aretha Franklin with Reverend James Cleveland and the Southern California Community Choir in honor of the Robert Maravich, James Cleveland collection that's just out with four CDs and a cool book. Of course, that track was from the Grammy-winning double LP Amazing Grace from 1972. Get ready to celebrate its 50th anniversary next year, since anniversaries like that are such a big deal now. Well, I guess you could do that by reading the Chicago Gospel and Soul writer Aaron Cohen's excellent 33 and a third book about that record. And before that, we heard off the very multi-million selling Peace Be Still LP on Savoy from 1963, Jesus Saves. And then we started off the set with Consolers 45 on Nashboro, Keep on Marching. Right now, here's Jimmy Stallings, a.k.a. J.J. Light, with Universal Sunshine Friend. Hope you have a great week. Thanks again for tuning in.
Jesus, you are my universal sunshine friend, shining down on a ship floating smoothly through melodies and sounds, like a whirlpool of music I'm spinning round and round. Time is my instrument of life that sails with the wind, like man communication.